And it's time to have a conversation with Greg Eichelkraut from the Lincoln County Sports Club. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Greg, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And I hope the holidays were good to you and your family.
Yes, yeah. Enjoyable time, some quiet time, and nice to kind of relax. So, yeah, it was nice.
I think quiet holidays are some of the best kinds. A little bit of noise is okay, but it's also nice to just kind of cool off and settle down and get a little peace and quiet, too.
That's right, but there's nothing like the noise of little kids and presents, boy. That's special.
Amen to that. That's where it should be, as loud as possible, if you ask me.
That's right.
So good. We got that in common, Greg. We got that going for us in common here. Let's talk a little bit about the Lincoln County Sports Club now. First of all, let's wrap up last year, then we're going to start looking forward to this year. You guys just had some big doings in December, so let's talk about that first.
Yeah, we had our banquet that recognized the time volunteered by people, recognized the officers, committee members, significant donors that helped with some of our construction projects. And so we had that in mid-December, and at the same time, we recognized two of our members, Bill Reuter and Randy Stenzel. They received the President's Award for their time and effort. They've really stepped up over this past year. And actually, there's a lot of guys that have stepped up, a lot of people, I should say, not just guys, a lot of people who have stepped up and volunteered their time and contributed ideas and stuff, and this was their turn, and we're really happy to recognize them.
Generally speaking, Greg, what are some of the duties that volunteers do, like Bill and Randy obviously took good care of here this last year, but what are some of the duties that members can do to maybe see their names and hear their names on the radio someday?
Okay, well, we're always looking for board members, and we just had elections, and board member serves for 3 years, and then they're supposed to take a year off. Hopefully we have, you know, more people who will step up and give those people a year off. And so they meet once a month along with the four officers and, you know, go over the ideas and the problems that every organization faces, projects and planning and anything else that comes up. And then you end up being on committees, of course, where you focus on some of those specific details and projects. And of course, there's, you know, the fundraising in itself is something you don't, I mean, you don't have to be a board member to be on the fundraising committee, as I've learned over the past 12 years. I'm on that one for life, I think.
Okay.
And, but then we also have work days and we have special events. And so we're always looking for help there. Plus, of course, the big chunk of volunteering, the range safety officers and the volunteers who go there, they don't have to be a certified range safety officer to be the volunteer on the range. And all the volunteer does is the check-in, make sure that the shooters have ear protection, eye protection. Are they members? The paperwork end of it, whereas the range safety officer is monitoring the shooting range to make sure everybody's safe and following protocols and things like that. So there's a variety of things there, and we're always looking for help because that's what makes organizations function and keeps the facility going.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to ask you this question too, Greg. With a lot of organizations, a lot of people that have been with these organizations have been with them for a long time. They've been active. They've been helping out in leadership positions, but a lot of them are getting to be a little bit older. And so I'm just curious, is that same thing with the Lincoln County Sports Club? Can you use some new blood? Or are you seeing younger folks getting involved just fine?
We are seeing some younger folks get involved, but like every other organization, yeah, the average board member or officer, we're right around retirement age. And certainly being retired, you have that flexibility of time. And I'm not going to say we're any less busy, but we have that flexibility of time. And, you know, we recognize, too, that younger people, you know, they're raising their kids and taking care of life in general, but we can always use young members because that perspective is so important to keep the group, the organization thriving, you know, going towards directions that society's going maybe and offering those new services or activities that get people involved.
You know, it seems to me, Greg, that a young set of parents might want to incorporate this kind of thing into raising their kids and bringing their kids out to the sports club. And then when the kids get involved, the parents get involved, pretty soon some of those are becoming officers and volunteers and all that kind of stuff. So if a family is stretched for time, why not combine things and spend some time together at the Lincoln County Sports Club?
So true, because we do offer classes for youngsters and activities like the teddy bear hunt that we'll talk about. And, we're looking at addressing people of all ages, trying to get them out, and hopefully something kind of snags onto them and they become functioning members. But, you know, everybody has their time and priorities, but the more people we can get involved in things, the healthier the club is.
Yeah, and if you're looking for ways to improve life over this new year of 2026, we talk about resolutions and stuff all the time. Why not making a commitment to an organization like this and make it a family affair?
That's right, because if we're certainly known as a shooting range, and so perspectives on hunting and recreational shooting are key components, but we're also a club that promotes conservation and, you know, water quality and what happens to our land and how the land is used. That's also a big part of our mission, and that's something that actually brings a lot of people together from a variety of perspectives. And that's what makes the community stronger. We got to find out what we have in common and work towards those things, and then we can work out those differences later.
Yeah, amen to that. I hope there's a lot more of that here in 26 than there has been in the past. A big amen to that one, Greg. For folks that want to get out there and sharpen their shooting skills and keep their eye sharp and their firearms working in good functioning condition as well, the range is open in the wintertime, but kind of a less of a schedule than we're used to in the summertime. So let's go over winter hours here right now, Greg.
Sure, yeah. I mean, in the past, we've been closed over the winter when we started monitoring everything. But now, between range safety officers and especially the new range safety officer building, where we can keep cool or keep warm and dry and things like that. So anyhow, two weekends a month we're open from January through April. And for January and February, it's the first and the third full weekends in January and February. And like last weekend, we were open, and not this coming weekend, but the following weekend we'll be open. And this is on Saturday and Sundays, and it starts at noon and done at 3. You can bring out, come out. It's an open shoot. There's no special contest going on or anything like that. And then when March hits, March and April, it'll be the second and the fourth full weekends, again, the Saturday and the Sunday, from noon to 3. And we call it Frozen Fingers, and we have it posted on our website and on our Facebook page. And if anybody has any questions, again, if they go to either one of those two pages, they'll find a way to communicate with us. But, it's just kind of come as you are. Yeah, you have to be a member. But membership rates, we know, are very competitive to very low compared to a lot of places. So, that's what keeps the club going. But everybody is welcome to come and test out their shooting.
Let me see if I'm going to make an assumption here. I know there's some shooting clubs around the area. I know I drive by one on Highway 29 in the Wausau area often. I'm not sure how many more of those are out there. But in my mind, a place like that is strictly for target practice, and that's what they're all about, and that's what they're there for. But as opposed to the Lincoln County Sports Club, where you also bring in the whole conservation end and the education end comes in with this. So if you're trying to make a decision, either or, I think it'd be an easy choice just to go with the sports club.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're local around here, we offer, a fair number of hours that are open. But I will admit there's places that have indoor shooting and
right,
that
yep.
can be convenient too. But, we are more than just a shooting range. And we realized that around COVID time, because if it was just shooting, that wouldn't be enough to keep us going.
Understood. So, boy, I sure hope people take you up on some of these offers here. Now, normal hours begin again in May, and I can't wait till May. But anyway, that's when things get back to normal out there at the Lincoln County Sports Club.
Yeah, that's right. That's when we're open 3-4 days a week for about 4 hours, 5 hours at a time. We're looking at maybe offering extended hours, things like that. But we're trying to respond to what our patrons are looking for and asking for. And again, if we have enough rain safety officers, we'll offer what we can. So, but yeah, we will, you know, match what we did last year, if not even increase it a little bit.
Well, I can tell you this, Greg, my love for the outdoors, it all started when I was a little boy, when Dad would take us out fishing and out to hunt and things like that, and sighting in those rifles and shotguns and stuff. My love all comes from that introduction from my dad. And gosh, there's not a lot of better gifts that parents can give their kids, but this gift of appreciating the outdoors and all that goes with it.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, I'll admit, too, that's where my dad and I first bonded, was over shooting and hunting and things like that. And, you know, of course, the relationship grew from there. But, yeah, it can offer a lot of special memories.
So let's talk about some of the kids' stuff here. The teddy bear hunt that you alluded to earlier, tell us about that.
All right, yeah. Last April, we started something new. We got the idea actually from my niece down by Schulzberg, in an organization that she and her husband belong to. And what it is last year we had teddy bears. We placed them in plastic bags because, you know, the weather, the dirt and everything like that, we wanted to keep them clean. And we gave the kids little wooden cutout rifles, and we guided them. We members guided them, and we walked around a field where there was, trees and shrubs and things like that, fence lines, and they got to pick the bear that they wanted to harvest. And we had them go through the whole process of so-called purchasing a license and then tagging the bear afterwards, registering it and things like that, to kind of give them a rough idea of the hunting experience. We even had, for a little while there, one of the DNR wardens had some time, and he came out there and was interacting with the kids. And the kids and the parents just had a fantastic time. And we're looking at expanding this a little bit. We know that some of the older kids might want something just a bit more adventurous. Instead of offering just teddy bears, we're going to start looking for some exotic animals, whatever might be out there. And we have some other trails we got to get cleaned up, and taking them through a little bit more, to say challenging, I don't know if it's really more challenging, but a little different look to the hunting that would seem more like hunting in Wisconsin. And so, yeah, we're looking at growing this a little bit, but we were really happy last year. There was a lot of enthusiasm for it, and we're excited to do it again this year.
So should people just keep their eyes out to your social media and your website and stuff, and all the particular dates and times will be listed there as we get closer to the date in spring?
Exactly, yeah. I'm pretty sure you and I will be talking before that happens, but it'll be in April sometime.
Okay.
And, between Facebook and our website, we'll get that information out there as soon as we figure it out.
Generally speaking, I think people don't give special needs kids enough credit for what they're able to do. Sometimes people concentrate on too many of the negatives, what they can't do, instead of concentrating on what they can do. And my goodness, Greg, this is the highlight of my note sheet here this morning, offering Learn to Hunt and Shoot programs for special needs kids. Thank you. And whoever was responsible for making this happen, tell them thank you, too. This is awesome. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure. Yeah, this program started, I believe, Don from Merrill Park and Rec approached the Lincoln County Sports Club and about this idea. And, we latched on to it because we knew this was a wonderful activity that, certainly serves a purpose. These kids are really excited when we started this. Last year we met for 2-3 hours in the morning on one day a week, and we had the kids learn how to shoot or handle and then shoot a shotgun, same thing with a small caliber rifle like a .22, and then a crossbow and a vertical bow, and we rotated them around, and then finally towards the end we let them kind of choose and work on things, kind of master it. But talking about shot placement with the shotguns, we got out turkey silhouettes and had them shoot at that and explain, what they were trying to aim at and why. And then, so on as far as 3D targets with a crossbow and trying to hit some clay pigeons with a shotgun, too. I mean, we gave them, the full menu here of things to do, and they just had a blast. I know that, again, the parents were highly supportive. We consider this an excellent success, and we're looking at doing it again this year, mid to late June, July kind of time. And again, we'll get that information up on the website and Facebook page as soon as we get that organized completely. And it looks like it'll be about a six-week course. And one thing I want to point out that we do require some sort of parent or guardian type person, you know, member of the family that's an adult to be with them in case, you know, situations come up.
Right.
Because, we want to make sure that this experience is great for everybody. And I know the kids, in talking to the parents, the kids, they would come home and they would talk about the things that they learned, and they were excited about what was going to happen the following week. So, you know, we hit a home run with this one.
Yeah, and it's limited to 10 kids, so parents should be in contact with that website and watching it. And when all the stuff comes out, they can get registered for their kid, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Good. Once in our DNR Hunter Education classes, two in spring, one in the fall, and dates will be on their Facebook and the website. The general meeting is coming up to the public. It's open to public and members, and that's coming up on Thursday, January 2nd, starting at 6:30. Paul Thomas from Friends of the Council Ground State Park will be the speaker. Anything else going on with the general meeting on the 22nd?
No. I mean, at the general meeting, we will, you know, share what's been discussed at board meetings and what was voted on and things like that. But so that's part of our agreement with everybody as part of functioning with the club. But yeah, we're looking forward to hearing Paul talk about Council Ground State Park, and because they certainly a key component in the area of conservation and outdoor recreation.
I think it's the crown in our Lincoln. I think it's the jewel, the main jewel in our Lincoln County crown. I love Council Grounds. That is one of my favorite places on the planet. Tomahawk and Merrill High School students apply for the scholarship. There are new terms and conditions of the scholarship, so talk to your guidance counselor for details on that. And, Greg, I'm really running out of time here fast. New members can sign up. Married folks, $50 a couple. Singles, 18 and over, just $40. Families, including the minor kids, are $60, and a day pass is just $20, so it's affordable. People can check it out for a day, and if they like it, they can spend more time. So Greg Eichelkraut, that is, of the Lincoln County Sports Club. Greg, any other final notes here before I let you go this morning? And we'll look forward to talking again soon, but anything else for today?
Yeah, just one little thing. Along with those learning to hunt classes for special needs, we're also considering that for women and children, too. So we might expand that way.
Good, good, good. Well, Greg, there's always something to see. What's the website people can check out if they want to? You just go to Facebook and then / Lincoln County Sports Club. What about the website?
Yeah, it's LCSC, you know, the abbreviation for Lincoln County Sports Club. So LCSCSportsClub.com.
Got it. Greg Eichelkraut, thanks for being with us this morning. Again, happy New Year wish to you, and we'll talk again soon. Greg, can't wait for that.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Look forward to the next time.
Yeah, because it'll be spring and a lot warmer. Thank you, Greg. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Goodbye.
All right. And so there's Greg Eichelkraut from the Lincoln County Sports Club. Again, check out their social media on Facebook and their website, too, for all the information going forward. When everything gets finalized, you'll find it online from the Lincoln County Sports Club.